This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amen. Listen, Random Order Show, episode 167. We in here.
Where's my eagle button?
You know what it is, man. It's your boy, man. Lean out. You know, division.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, bro. Damn, I just lean into that one.
Yeah, man. Nice.
It's
nice.
Your boy, man.
Yeah.
B Baby Train in the building.
Yeah, man. Pisces season, man. Act right.
B Shell Sebastian in the building.
Sir,
what up, bro? Welcome back. Man.
Life.
All day, man. Listen, what a wholesome episode prepared for the people, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting topics.
Buying a cow, DTP, Def Jam Fight for New York, Tekken 8, buying a bunker, tipping on Uber Eats, the Bob Marley movie, of course, man. How many eggs we ate in 2020? Mm-hmm. Amen, man. Listen, man, we do our part, you do yours, man. Yep. Go down there in the button pressing section, man. Hit that, type that, you know what I mean? And click them buttons, man. The thumbs up button, that's a good button. Why don't you go and press it, man? Hit that bell, man. Talk to him, man.
Lil Jon really said, shake it like a salt shaker.
Wait, was that not Yin Yang Twins?
That was John.
We in the red light district.
That's a great album. Holy.
Bruh. I wanted to be DTP so bad,
oh,
bro.
For sure.
I was DTP.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
I had the DTP tape, man.
Yeah, you did. Did you? You requested that, right?
Yeah, read, talk, man. Yeah. I forgot what it's called. Disturbing the Peace.
Disturbing
the Peace. Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Yeah, real spiel.
Was that a successful label?
DTP?
Yeah,
they had Ludacris, bro.
They had Ludacris.
That's
they
all
had
you need.
Chingy.
That's all you.
2 Chainz.
Wait, DTP?
For real?
2 Chainz want no DTP.
Yeah, pull up. Fucking
Duffel Bag Boys is DTP.
Yeah, what their name was again? It was
D4L?
Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Fuck, man. Titty Boy and something.
Titty Boy. Money Boys? Bag Boy.
But they had a group. They weren't a group.
TRU. Within DTP?
That was your 2 Chainz thing, the troll.
Bro, Siri should be able to answer this type shit.
No.
What are the members of DTP?
Nice.
She's gonna crash now.
I feel like Siri technically is AI, right?
Technically, yeah, it's weak.
That shit should be way better than it is.
You don't want that. I don't want AI on my phone smart commanding me.
Bro, it's coming. What you mean?
Yeah, it's on the way.
Nah,
sure.
Bro, that's gonna be too much for me still.
Why you say that?
Actually, no, cap.
Player Circle.
Player Circle, yeah.
Within DTP?
Yeah.
Player Circle was a group on that's Titty Boy and the other dude. I forget.
Oh, yeah, Player Circle.
Holy shit.
Shing It Drop, Hate It, Love It, Ludacris, Theater of the Mind.
So they had some people, bro, because Player Circle, what was Player Circle's biggest song?
Duffel Bag Boy.
I thought that was just 2 Chainz.
No, that was the other one.
Yeah. Damn, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I would say.
DTP is so cool.
They got Shauna.
Yeah. I used her in Def Jam. She was hard.
Yeah.
She was hard in Def Jam. I knocked niggas out with that, for real.
For sure.
Yeah, for real. For talk. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get that game back. I'm putting it up in the office.
I have it.
You got Def Jam 5 for New York right now?
Yeah.
You have your PS2?
Yeah.
You want to bring it to the office?
I'll bring it to the office. But don't even hit a sound. I need it back.
Hit a sound. No, I have a PS2 at my dad's and I was. Yeah. I'll give it back. Yeah, no, I have the game all bundled up with like San Andreas. We have some good PS2 games. Tony Hawk. Honestly, maybe we just bring a setup so we not cause you no trouble.
But we need a TV with a yellow, red, white.
Oh yeah, get an adapter.
Oh wait, PS2 is
AVI.
AVI. Oh. I might have. No, you're not getting a TV out my bedroom.
Bro, I haven't seen those plugs.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what
but the cord looks. But you can go like. Amazon, you can get an adapter.
To HDMI?
Screen.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got to picture where it would be because...
That'd be fire, though, because everybody coming through and shit.
Yeah, so yeah, you want to fight?
See me in Def Jam real quick.
See me in Def Jam real quick.
I just don't want to ever get yelled at. And the niggas looking for me and I'm being suspect and fucking... fighting in fucking Crow's office.
I mean, brother, your name on the door, man.
Yeah, I can't go too crazy right now.
Yeah, I feel you.
Bro, that game caused real beef within the household. Yeah, for sure.
I never.
You were playing your bro?
Nah, really, nah.
Oh, it was just you and computer?
We just did a single player thing, yeah.
Dope. Now, we were fighting each other, and that really caused like...
Really?
Yeah, the serious beef and shit.
Yeah, I never did that.
It's the shit like... talking on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On top of a haymaker.
Especially when they say, watch this.
But how is that game, though, like, against somebody else? Because I feel like against computer, like, you know your exploits, you know... But then if you play another person, they know them too.
But
is it still like competitive or?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, you're standing up.
You're standing up. One, you're standing up. Two, we did it every Friday where a bunch of our friends from the block would come over, go into the basement.
Watch Freestyle Friday.
Yeah.
Let him finish.
Yeah. Nice. Wait for Jen to go off.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Friday.
It's 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, the pizza's on the way already. So probably, honestly, maybe about 8 of us, maybe like 10 of us like at times. Mm-hmm.
Y'all did the fours or just 1v1s?
1v1s and rotate. But everyone, we knew who certain people would pick. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of fighting style that they would have. Mm-hmm. And you also knew, like, certain niggas like him would just always throw haymakers.
No, I mean, I was fair, bro. I kept it like, I knew you couldn't overdo it.
Who cheated?
Ryan,
was
it, bro.
I feel like
you're pretty bad with him, too. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, fucking.
Just hold, what is it like?
Haymaker.
Just throw a punch with him.
And bro, sometimes if you time it right and get the rhythm down, there's like a little, there's a window of time where you can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
Yeah. So you're hit, you're like stumbling for a bit.
And over. Off.
Damn, we call that an exploit for sure.
Yeah. But yo, there's a point in time where it got so serious that niggas that lived on the block, it was just, it would be getting up to the time where it's like, all right, you guys are about to go home anyways, but we're telling you, yo, if you lose this, you gotta go home, bro.
Bro, like, get out of my house.
Just cut your neck short.
Yo, well, bro, hold the control and say, yo, you gotta go home after this, eh? If he wins, he stays, we keep playing, but like, you can't just say you're going home after this.
How does it get to that point? You're losing too much?
Like, you're losing too much. It's like, yo, it's go to bed and reset. That's just what it
became. Bro, we were literally putting niggas to bed. Like, you beat them so many times, the nigga just fall asleep. Take a picture of him. Bro, you have to go to bed. Like, what are you going to do? You're done for the night. Might as well get on to the next day.
Niggas done sent me upstairs and said, bro, go to bed. Bro, just fuck it. Especially when you're losing the game, it goes slow motion. And you know you got to face a nigga that's standing up next to you right there, bro.
Screaming at you.
Go to bed, man.
Nah, I'm actually looking forward to experiencing that.
You never played Def Jam?
I've never, not that I can remember, man, honestly.
Damn,
computer,
bro.
I'll scream at computer, too, though. Bro, like Magic, Fat Joe, Henry Rawlings, Busta Rhymes and Fat Joe combined.
Yeah, the tournament shit,
And you're with Method Man, half health. Dog.
He just got jumped.
Yeah. You know what helped me with that match, though?
Which one?
With Method Man being fucking half health, bro, right when the fight started, super punch. You've got to connect once with the other nigga and then fight Fat Joe with both youngers.
Right.
So you knock Fat Joe down, go beat that other nigga's ass. Knock, bro.
Because you rather take Fat Joe or...
Like,
is it Fat
almost
Joe?
Like stun Fat Joe and beat his friend. I think it was Method Man. No,
it was Magic.
Magic. But he was doing all the submissions. So it's like when he would submit Method Man... You stomp him out, punching down.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to get the poles and shit. But I went back and played this shit in like 2016. Mm-hmm. There's no. This is like 2013 maybe.
Really?
Remember we got it back went fucking ballistic on niggas.
Yeah. It was still hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, this nigga.
But
I
played it like, I don't know.
You had it. So. Yeah. I had to stop playing again.
I got good.
Not for sure.
I went to pick up Marlon downtown. Because he was talking crazy. Brought him to the crib, fucked him up, dropped him back home.
Bro, we need a fight for New York marathon.
Yeah.
Fucking just back to back.
Oh, this is nasty.
I guess you'd call it a tournament.
Green Cup.
Sipping
on that question mark food.
Yeah, you don't even know if it's a cup.
I'm smoking on that gas.
Bro, I would run a fight for New York tournament.
Yeah, that's where, honestly, that's where my mind goes whenever I think of like certain fighting games and just like linking up with niggas. It's like, bro, tournament.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Tournament. Yeah.
Give me a week to beat the full game, get all the characters for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm thinking right now if I got all that. I think I do, though.
You got a memory card?
Yeah, I got a memory card.
I do. I don't think I lost it, bro. I was so good at Def Jam. Like, I just remembered everything and how I lost as a kid, and I turned it into something, bro. And I became a different nigga, bro. I literally had to pack the PS2 up. I remember that.
Like TJ Henderson and you.
On God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrap him up. There's no other pain than wrapping up your system, bro. Like, where am I going, bro? How are you going to be placed next?
They don't make games like that no more. You know what? The new Tekken kind of tough.
Oh, Tekken's new? I mean, it's a new Tekken.
Yeah,
Tekken
is.
8 just dropped maybe like a month ago.
They got Tiger Head on it.
Yeah.
Bear Head too?
Yeah, they got all the new.
Who else was on there?
Yoshimitsu.
Ren? Yoshimitsu?
I thought that was Soul Calibur World.
Soul Calibur.
No, he's in Tekken, man.
Is he not?
I think it's Capcom, right? So it's all, they can take whatever they want. Soul Calibur is Capcom. I think Tekken is Cap.
Tekken 8?
Is Tekken Capcom or is it Konami?
I never worked for Capcom, though, for real.
Bandai.
Bro, Yoshimitsu was so hard in Soul Calibur.
Yeah, that was my dog.
Bro, I was so good with that sword move. The sword pogo, where he fucking comes towards you. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, cold. Nah, Tekken is just, it's too technical for me, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a button masher game, and I hate when I just button mash.
It's not a button masher game.
For me, though. Like, I'm like, as a kid, I just button mash.
Bro, you ever go look at the controls? I'm like, how to do certain moves, and it's like 40 buttons. I'm like, bro, how do you?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, bro.
But they love that. The fighting game community, they love that shit.
I enjoy watching Tekken on Twitch.
For sure.
I enjoy watching other niggas play the game because I'm like, yo, this is like.
I know what you're feeling.
I know you're feeling.
Yeah.
And you know how, yo, when your health is like this.
And you start really locking in.
Yep.
Because you know you got a nigga in a vulnerable place because he know how he only got to hit you once.
Yeah.
So he's not really thinking as technically as you're thinking. And you just exploit that.
Oh, my God,
for
man.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll check him out, man. I want to get back into games, bro, like in a serious way because I'm only Call of Duty. I'm only Call of Duty. And I feel I'm ashamed, man. The games look way too good these days, bro.
Yeah, they're amazing, man.
I need Fight Night back, bro, and I'm back.
Yeah. It's weird they don't have a good boxing game.
Well, they dropped one. It's called Undisputed.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
With Gervonta Davis?
I don't think he's in it. I don't think they got his license.
You see what I'm saying?
But they got some people. Oh. They got Ali in them and it and shit. But it's
a license.
It's a licensing thing, yeah. Every boxer got a license, right? That's why you can't get another Def Jam, too, because...
Nigga, what?
Nigga probably took 5 racks for that game back in the day. They're not gonna do that today.
Bro, yeah, that looks like cartoony, shit. Bro. Yeah, what the heck?
This is episode 1? I mean, this is fucking...
It's beta 1.
This is the first version of this?
I believe it is.
Nah, this 3 weeks ago, bro.
This is what you're looking at? This type shit?
Bro, I'm literally gonna say Nintendo Wii.
Nah, bro.
Alright, bro, you're gonna have to meet me at Switch then.
Bro, this is...
You're gonna have to meet me at Switch. I'm not
this is PSP level. Bro, his armpits don't even blend.
They're
just attached to it, bro. This can't be the wrong game.
We might be looking at something different. No way, bro.
What year is
it? The one I'm talking about came out in 2023.
You know we're talking about Fight Night, right?
Yeah.
Round 3?
Mm-hmm.
And you're showing us this.
This shit looks better than Fight Night Round 3.
Yeah, honestly, y'all go look back at Fight Night.
Bro,
it looks bad. It looks bad.
For real.
Today, it looks bad.
For real.
And that wasn't even the good Fight Night. The good Fight Night was Fight Night, I want to say, around maybe the original.
Five or something. Oh.
Fight Night round 3 was the coldest one.
No, it wasn't.
It don't look as cold now.
Nah. Was it round 3?
That wasn't their coldest one. I don't believe.
Was it round 4? No, what was the one that you got cold at? Round 4. It was round 4 with Ali and Tyson. That's when you got dirty.
Fighting.
Yeah, both of them, bro. Honestly, I was on it.
This still looks good. Nah, that looks. Pacquiao look clean right there.
For real. And this is what? 09?
But they gonna have the. Yeah, they gonna have the screenshots for you know that.
Yeah.
That's straight out the development.
Yeah.
Nah, now that I'm looking at a different venue, this one looks all right. It still looks kind of amateur.
Yeah.
Though. Something about it.
Yeah. Well,
the game should be real right now.
I mean, it'd be costing resources, man.
Real deal.
Like Costegas will go.
You never knew you...
Like Costegas will go.
I know where that's from, but I can't put my finger on it.
Zion? Oh, no. I was trying to say lackadaisical. Right, we approached it too.
yeah, that one's a bad one.
He's trying to land a big word.
Holy fuck, yeah. Bro, Julian was dying when he heard that. And I didn't get it at first. I'm like, wait, what's going on? But yeah, Zion's, yeah.
He's such an interesting guy. Man.
He is, man.
I feel like even ever since high school, he's just been very interesting.
He's been playing all right, though.
That's good, man. I'm happy. Like, I never like when the media kind of just starts, you know, just starts shitting on niggas and just counting them out. Same way I feel about Lonzo. Like, I really want Lonzo to win, but it's looking
crazy. Seen him dunking again. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like LaMelo's, like, the only one that just came in hot, stayed hot.
Yeah, he's a kid, bro. Kids don't care, man. Kids don't give a fuck, bro.
Rich spiel. Yeah, man. Sometimes to a fault.
Yeah. And then they do some other shit and they're in jail. Mm-hmm. Like the other kid.
It's 2024, and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not going to happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You saw the Bob Marley movie twice, I heard.
You got a t-shirt?
I didn't get a t-shirt.
You got a popcorn bucket?
Nah, I ain't getting any of that.
You get a cup?
But I had Bob Marley stuff before the movie, so
no respect.
Yeah. So you didn't get a cup?
Well, nah, Bob Marley. I don't know if they got... I'm going to look, though.
That's worth a cop.
Yeah. Because they be doing Black Panther and like Marvel and shit, but yeah, I don't know if it's like the company that says, like, bro, make sure you get the buckets.
I'm going to go
check.
Tiffany
got a Beyonce popcorn bucket.
Oh, yeah, from the movie, from the Renaissance movie. Yeah, that's fire.
I saw it coming. I'm like, you doing too much for Beyonce. Delete it. And I was just under the cover and shit. Like, she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're not going to give a fuck about that one.
I have
a Star Wars one, and
she got the bucket or she got a cup?
Popcorn bucket.
You don't need
it's like the metal. Yeah.
You don't need it.
She came up with a pail. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah,
with chicken wings. And
you're lucky. You're lucky. I didn't take it by the stairs and kick the ball and break me, let it echo in the stairwell. So go inside, man. That's how I just enjoyed it. Keep the cup.
I got my Jay-Z hat.
I saw the Bob Marley movie twice, man.
You got it. Sorry, no cup. Yeah. So I just want to say the movie cups are good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and see if they have my water cups. But I would love that because I like those cups.
I don't think they do now. It's too late.
What?
It's too late now.
Nah.
It's too late, bro.
No more cups.
Do it. No more cups.
Week one.
I'm management.
You close the cup box.
I throw it like this. You're not getting nothing from a manager. I pull it like this. What?
You know I solve nothing, bro. Like, he knows you don't need his hands, bro. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not even going to try to solve this. What's the problem?
Bad body language, bro. You gotta watch your body language. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
But this is comfortable type shit.
This is good.
It's like leaning on the wall, but standing, like, you know.
I'm the wall.
Mm-hmm. You lean on yourself.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. It might be too late, actually, because it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, it's like first week or two. But I got the Spider-Man one a little late. So, because they didn't have, because they didn't have him at first.
But they're gonna have Spidey.
But they didn't have him. I'm telling you. Oh, like the first 2 weeks it came out, they didn't have him. Like, oh, we didn't get him yet.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then they touched on like the third, fourth week.
Yeah,
and double back and got it. Anyways. Yeah, man, Bob Marley movie, big up, man, big up. Big movie, man.
Wicked.
Yeah, man, wicked.
Yeah.
Big up, Bob Marley.
I was telling Jermaine, I forgot, I was with talking to our parents, and I'm just like, bro, as long as the dreads is straight.
And they straight.
Like, bro,
that's all you need,
bro.
That's the first thing I'm working on. If I'm working on that movie, I'm like, all right, Bob Marley movie, we're doing it. What are we gonna do about his dreads?
And they get longer towards the end of the movie, and they still look great.
Respect. So this is an installed. This is a wig.
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Respect. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Respect to the hair people.
Yeah. 100%. Like,
but I think, I don't know for sure, but I think what he might have did is he might have grew like a bit of an afro so they can attach it like just a little bit neater rather than like a wig or an install that's just that's where they fuck up with the locks. Don't give them something to like put in and twist it into, and then you know you're good. Fetty Wap type shit, you feel me?
Yeah, what's that?
Because that's what he did. He took, I think, like one of his dad homies or his homeboy or something, and he put their locks in his head. That's what his locks are.
That'd be a lot for me to do.
That's a lot that you're asking for me.
Ditto.
I'd be scared of shit.
Yeah. I can understand it, though. Yeah. I can understand that. You want to keep your partner with you?
That's respect.
Well, that's what they did. I think T-Pain that's did that, too. He put his old shits back in.
He put his dreads back?
Dreads back in? Oh, no, because niggas keep them in bags, right?
Yeah.
My baby hair. Oh, I can put my baby. You know what type shit? I'm about to put my baby hair back in my shit for real.
Respect.
And then I'm going to go to the barber and say, bro, hold on. All right, go ahead.
Put this lock back, man. Bro, we literally have our baby hair in a book.
In a book, tape.
That's fire. I like that. That's
silky.
That's
bread.
Cute, man.
It's like behind some tape right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about keeping. Damn, maybe not. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But I heard with Seiko, like the baby coat is different from the teenage coat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So one, I'm not gonna cut him as much anymore because I want him to. They say not to cut them too much if you want to like.
Yo. He has a good coat, man.
He has a good coat. I want to keep it that way, right? Yeah. So I might not cut him as much, but I might keep some of that baby hair, man.
Yeah, respect. Yeah, and I'll put that in a little capsule.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can let it out, man.
I hear you, bro. Where are you going to store it?
What?
Where are you going to store it?
I don't know. I'll find something.
Bro, you put it in a box.
Maybe in a book or a box. Maybe, you know.
You get a dog book?
You ever see them NBA cards with like a piece of the jersey? I might run something like that.
Say that to the back of a pick.
Yeah, I'm only laughing because you know when you like, you know when a certain nigga or person's in your house and they just find some shit. I'm like, bro, you weren't supposed to stumble on that.
Right.
You don't know how to explain it. Right. Some hair drop out of the box.
Say, oh,
don't even worry about
bro,
it.
Bro, orange hair is this?
Right? God, I'm good, bro. You weren't supposed to
give me that.
That. Nah, I respect it, man. I respect it. It's a good quote on Lil Man, for real.
Yeah.
That's a good dog, man.
You just shot on the floor.
Yeah, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to give him good, man.
Yeah, not to
give him good. I'm not going
to
give him good.
I'm not going to lie. If you want me to be honest with you, I sense the look in his eyes saying, yeah, I love this shit.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're lying. You're just saying that.
He looked at me. He said, bro, I'm shit right here.
No, you didn't.
Bro, you know he looked. That's what he said. I'm going to take him out real quick because you know he saw
that
look.
No, because I just try to take him out every hour, right?
That's
or
respect.
If I don't take him out every hour, I put him in the crate for 2 hours, but I had a crate with me.
Bro, yeah. I'm telling you, he had the same look that like Brooklyn had on somebody.
But that's
bro,
just the dog.
That's a puppy.
That's the breed.
That's the puppy.
Nah, that's
yeah.
the dog. I'm telling you.
It is.
Them
it
niggas
is.
Have like is they have like human eyes.
Yeah.
They do, bro.
Bro,
bro
they do. Like
they have like human confirmed. Eyes. Like when I look at that nigga, like I see a human.
And that's why I'm telling you, he looked at me and said, I'll really do it here.
He ain't never embarrassed me in public. I say for one, when he's in public, he is like the best dog ever.
He's behaved.
What I say, what I say, I need for my dog.
Respect.
Peace and respect.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Outside, I respect that, bro. Like, that's
sure.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Julian got embarrassed by that nigga, but not me.
Mm.
He ran into the water, ran into the pond.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shit.
Never swam before. That.
Yeah, don't make me run and shit, bro.
Julian had to jump in the water?
Nah, he followed like another dog back up, but he was like panicking and could have drowned there.
Yeah.
But he probably would have had to do what he had to do if he had to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Tight shit.
For sure.
I never want to be in a situation where I got to take off my shirt and jump in the water.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. I, you know, it's just that body action, just fucking look at yourself out there.
Just what? Like, after you fix a problem, there's another problem.
Some fucking heavy right now, bro.
Fuck, you just got a shoulder. Yeah, nah, I never want to be in that position, man.
Yeah, nah.
You ever look at a body of water and like, I'd hate to be in this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You just look. You ever look at the foamy part of the lake, that downtown Toronto shit?
Mm-hmm. Or if you see, you ever see like all that? Is it sea moss?
Yeah, the poop, the algae.
Yeah, the algae.
Yeah.
Bro, I'd be like, no, sir. No, sir. Not even the tour.
Yeah, nah, man. Someone has to go clean that, man. Mm-hmm.
Bro, the whole lake smells like shit.
Shit, sometimes. That's can't even enjoy it. Especially, yeah. You want to know what really smells like shit? Remember the fucking Toronto garbage strike?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how hot that summer was?
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking, bro, we used to go, like, there's just a line that you pass, like, on the fucking Gardner, right when you hit this wall.
Rico pure suave. Poo.
You know, just windows up. I was like, nah, they need to get these niggas paid, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that was an ill strike, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an ill strike.
That was real niggas being like, all right.
Pick it up then, bro.
They put on the lakeshore, all your junk. Mm-hmm. All right, here, boom, lakeshore. It was rotting for, what, weeks?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was in standing in solidarity with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
clean that shit up, nigga.
For sure.
How long? There was a minute though. They fought that for like, I want to say it was a whole summer, a whole year that shit was going on.
It was a minute.
It was a fucking minute, and then they came through with the bulldozer and said, "All right, for sure." Mm-hmm.
GTA garbage strike, not Toronto.
I'm gonna say 4 months. I'm gonna say 4 months.
Ooh.
A long summer.
There's no way.
Too long.
I feel like they wouldn't even need a strike that long to get that point across. Like, that
tight
is
shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm trying to find it. 2009? Does that sound right?
2009. That sounds right. 2009.
I don't know.
I don't want. Damn. 2009?
Damn.
Show me. Oh, yeah. Temporary. Yeah. Christy Pitts. Was it Christy Pitts?
Mm-mm. Garbage.
Mm-mm.
6 months. Wait, hold on.
Yo.
Went on. Following 6 months of negotiating. So that was after 6 months.
Six months.
I didn't say.
They didn't strike for 6 months to negotiate.
Yeah, they were fighting for 6 months.
I was saying four is pretty close to six. So they're probably fighting for the four. And then they said, okay, I'll pick it up. Next 2 months. I'll make it.
It was June 22nd to July 27th.
So a month.
Month. Yeah. Okay,
like,
nice.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You can't avoid that. Like, you can't.
4 months would have been steep. Yeah.
City would have. Bro,
the city reeks.
Yeah, the city would have fucking melted.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't. Man, I respect, bro, every garbage man that has picked up my garbage in front of my house, I was cool with.
Bro, I respect the garbage removal people.
Peace and respect.
I respect the snow removal people.
Bro,
respect,
they get a head nod from me.
Them too is a salute. I might,
and the mailman.
Like, shit, like, the mailman, I mean, I'm not an in the mail type of nigga, like, ain't no bills coming my way. It's all digital.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's only when I order off of like Amazon or something, which is like, it's not every day, not every week type shit. So I'm not really a mail guy.
You're not a coupon person.
I'm not a coupon person.
I'll be humping them coupons.
I should get on it.
Yeah.
They be putting them coupons in the mailbox.
In the mailbox.
Oh, man. But then
again, I
don't
get coupons out there.
You, bro.
Nah,
Americanos, man, they do
got
a coupon.
The crazy?
Yeah.
Bro, I saw this thing about Aldi. You might want to look into that place, man.
Damn.
A lot of fake food in that motherfucker, man.
Fake food.
I know it's cheap, but.
That's what I was saying. There's a question mark, like,
Yeah.
They got rubber bananas and shit.
Type shit.
For real.
Like, I seen this video, and like, on everything it was like, contains bioengineered ingredients or some shit like that. On like everything in there.
There's always a study, man.
There's always a study. It's always something like, fuck it, man. Yo, you hear it, friend. You can't beat this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You gotta move, man.
But the thing is, we was just saying, we like, okay. Uh-huh. We used to eat raw glizzies. Follow me here. We used to eat raw glizzies. Not even microwave them. Just hot dogs.
The Franks.
Not the sausage.
Franks, raw.
Yeah, bro. But it's pretty cooked.
Ask my dad, dog.
Bro, I was a child.
Oh, it is pretty cooked.
I was a kid.
Right? You're right.
So
right.
It's just like, just the hot dogs, not the sausages. And like, come on, bro. I'm a child.
I was a kid.
Our dad was worried about our safety.
I feel like I'm always slamming a microwave at least.
I don't know. We start off young,
bro. We start off young.
The Vienna sausage I eat raw. I eat them right out the can.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Same build.
You was rinsing them slimy shits?
I drain them. I don't rinse them. I drain them.
Sometimes I'll water them down.
I feel you. For sure.
But sometimes I'll also fucking slot them in the microwave.
Oh, till they fucking explode.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We was eating raw, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so my stomach and my immune system is built a little different because it got that, you know.
Got that raw
diet. It went through it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I feel like Aldi and all the shit that they're doing, you can do your little studies.
Niggas gonna tell themselves what they need to do.
Yeah, you're right. I almost died the other day. Maybe that was it.
From a chicken popper?
Yeah. You know what?
They got Aldi in Orlando?
Yeah. Down the street, bro.
Okay, shit. Look, man, I recently switched my dog from one kibble to the next. So I was doing a bunch of research, and it was getting overwhelming because it's like you might find one that's like, yeah, I get it, it's a good kibble, and you see another fucking TikTok of someone saying, my dog got diarrhea off this and shit, whatever. And then I see one lady like, yuck, I feed my dog Iams, he's happy, I'm happy. You know what I mean? It's like, that's just what it is, bro. Like, you got to do the best you can.
You just never know, man. Because
there's always a study.
There's always a study, bro. And I feel like, these days, dog, nigga always just want to say something. You don't even know, bro.
Yeah. And it's like different intensity levels, bro. Everybody's on a different intensity level with how they eat shit. You feel me? Some people, it's like, yo, I'm going to take it the extra mile and it's only going to be organic. Some niggas is like, nah, take this McDonald's every once in a while, you know?
If I move to Jamaica, that's when I'm like full on.
You think?
Oh my God, I'd be so nice out there. Everything's from the island, so you're blessed. But it's harder out here because everything's processed, this and that, which is why I live on my own farm. We've been talking about a compound and having horses. Mm-hmm. Fucking run around and shit.
But do you think about the farming aspect of that? The work aspect of that, like, do you think you're gonna be up for that enough to make that sacrifice? Of getting more organic things. Like, I don't feel like
you got a farm full time.
I would cap. Yeah, I'd live where I could have a farm, but then go to the butcher that has a farm and say, "Bro, slaughter gang, fill my shit up so I know burgers. It's organic."
Yeah.
I would love, I'd love to have a garden.
So you would pay for organic?
Yeah. Okay. But like, even then, he's not going to know he's organic because he's so far into farming shit. He's just like, bro, this is my sheep.
This is my shit. You can buy it.
This is my sheep. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my cow. This is how I feed him.
I don't think no farmer don't know that.
Bro, he knows they'll know like they're a smaller, like one-man farmer where it's like you go up and then there's bigger process. My dad used to go to someone's house and he would walk around back and then package all the meat and give it to
half
us.
A cow.
Like, yeah, and it was like his shit. So you could find him out there like far. Mm-hmm. And then I want to ask him how much, but I'd say he probably paid like $600, $800 for like a whole bunch of meat. Like,
oh shit.
That how was much good a cow for go for these days?
I think that's
damn. Yeah, can you buy a cow? I guess yeah.
How
I
much?
Guess,
yeah,
if why wouldn't you be able to
for a cow, it. Ontario?
But not to like cop a cow, like to chop. Like,
bro, a cow's a cow.
Parts a cow. Nah, but you can't.
But
cop
you don't.
A
you
cow.
Don't want to cop a cow. You want to just.
I don't want to raise a cow.
You want to just chop a cow.
I don't want to personally chop the cow.
No, I do want to meet the cow.
You all you want to meet.
So you say how much to buy a cow and then get it chopped?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I was all in.
You're dark, bro.
I just know there's a market for everything. I'm just curious.
There is. But I don't think they're going to be out there like saying, yo, this cow
the government might be in front of that. They don't want, you know what I'm saying? They want to run that. They want to run that through
their thing. Yeah. Like, they'll tell you how much a brisket go for type shit. Because they don't want you, they probably don't want niggas knowing that cows be going for like, for the low.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm tripping, but I see like $100 and shit.
Yeah, like cows may go for the low.
It's 170.
That's probably the meat, bro. That's probably the meat.
Nah, cause think about it.
100 for a cow, bro.
Bruh, you go to fucking a taco shop downtown, right? Mm-hmm. You go buy 3 tacos. It's gonna charge you fucking $30. You go to the market and you get everything to make the tacos. It's gonna be cheaper and you're gonna have more.
Bro, they're saying $113 to $142. I'm on a cow auction site.
Oh shit!
Oh, just put
top price.
Put me down.
$225.
Wait, how
damn,
much?
Damn, that's crazy.
How bro, much? How much a veal go for?
Oh, yeah, that's dark, bro.
I'll be a different nigga with the veal.
$2.93
But down, I just feel like with a cow, like, bro, that's like direct money, bro. Like, the cow's gonna have the milk. You can sell the milk. That's gotta put. That's gotta come into the price. And but, then there's the meat on top of it.
Cause they're probably.
But they're just raising cows all over. It's probably an influx
I guess
of cows.
It's probably not. Like, it's probably it's easy to keep them coming.
You think you they? I mean? You yeah. think they pull up on your establishment to see if you cow ready?
What you mean?
Ooh. Like they
oh,
like,
could you house
like
a cow?
Some, yeah, CPS like, shit. Like,
they're just looking
sure
around.
Yeah. Yeah,
CPS
maybe.
For real. Yeah. Probably call the yeah. same thing.
Cow patrol.
Cow protective. Cow protective services.
Oh, well, yeah,
we went to CPS.
Yeah. Which one? Which one?
My son like cow.
My son's straight, bro.
Nigga oh, come smelling your hay and shit.
Yeah. Where'd you get this from? Hey, man. Didn't have to, because, like, you know.
This is the thing, man. I just feel like, I would. I think that the idea of having a farm and animals and growing everything is so cool, but to actually have that shit.
Yeah, when you trying to travel and
I
shit.
I don't think
like,
I'm into it,
nigga,
bro.
My pigs want chicken and shit.
Yeah. Who gonna feed my chickens, nigga? I'd have some chickens during the coop, for real.
I'd have some chickens, yeah. That's.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that. They lay eggs every day.
Every day.
Who knew?
Every oh, they don't just they don't
I double
just,
check.
They grease.
Yeah. Bro, they just get down.
It just
yeah. I'm
it,
not sure how that works. What? Never check.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to have a bunch of hens to like let them just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, bro, there's probably if we look up how many eggs probably gets eaten a day, it's probably crazy. I done cracked 3 eggs in 1 day. I'm
you
one
don't?
Person.
Oh, you
I've
do.
Done that.
Yeah. I'm 4 sometimes.
You see what I'm saying? So imagine like a, and it's just
how
me.
Many eggs are eaten daily?
Oh fuck.
In America.
Hold on a second.
But I'll tell you, it's just sometimes, man.
Man, they gotta tap back into Siri, man. No more new shit. Go back to Siri and figure her out.
1 to 2 eggs a day?
Bro, in the world. Cap.
For adults? They're saying we should eat 1 to 2 eggs a day?
I heard that's not good actually.
Yeah, nah.
To eat 1 to 2?
Worldwide. Total population.
See, what
man,
I'm saying?
Shout
they're
out to chickens.
They're not
time,
asking
bro.
The real questions, bro. For real.
Yeah. They don't
that's
know.
Why Google's like.
Oh, how many eggs are you eating each year? 1.2 trillion eggs.
God damn.
That was 2020, though. Niggas was hungry.
Oh, 2020 niggas was not
eating. They just making eggs.
Yeah. Hey, my boy, that shit, cuz.
Yeah. That's when they started counting. Like, hey, nigga, hold on. 1, 2, 3. Where are we at, bro? You seen what they did to toilet paper?
Yeah.
That's so
slow
true.
Down on them eggs.
Nah, the toilet paper was crazy, man. I remember,
bro, I couldn't, like, it was all times. Like, it was like a joke and it was like a thin running thing. Oh, yeah. they're crazy. They're getting toilet paper. Ha ha, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, when I went there and there's really no toilet paper, I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
This is
a serious problem.
It's a thing. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No.
What was the thought process behind it? It's just, you just want to be able to wipe your ass?
I think people just saw other people just grabbing a bunch of toilet paper and it just came
they weren't
like,
this is what we're grabbing it for?
Nah.
It was like an apocalypse type shit. So they're just like,
damn,
we don't have to wipe our ass.
The thing is, though, I get it, bro. Because if it is really an end of the world thing.
Okay. It's an annoying thing to run out of for real.
It, you know, you're going to want that because, no. You're, like, just in general, not even toilet paper. But if it's an end of the world thing and it's the world is really about to end and we have to go grab some shit. I'm sorry, bro. I'm gonna grab what I need.
So I get it.
I didn't want to go there. You ever just not want to even be part of the fucking.
For sure.
Like, please don't let
the struggle
let,
and shit.
Like, don't let that happen when it.
I want to get there.
But then,
fight.
You're in your bunker with one bag of pretzels.
Where you gonna go? Depending on the where we at in life, you know what I mean? What type of disaster we're talking about?
No, that's what I'm saying. You first off, let's get this out in the air. You go in bunker.
I don't know. I don't think about this.
You got me thinking, bro.
Yeah, I don't think about it. I can't. It's not on my little things above it right now.
If we go bunker,
okay.
Talk to us and let's do bunker on bunker action and just build a big bunker.
Okay.
Combine bunkers?
For sure.
So if we ever need it, bro, I'm at the bunker.
Yeah, because the thing, like, you got to think about, obviously it's important, like, you got to have food, you got to have water, all that shit. But you want to know what's important as well? Communication, community, love. Yeah, you know, you need that shit too. So I'll be like, yo, let's link up, get a solid group of people. So at least we have that.
Big bunker. Yeah. Exactly.
When this shit over, maybe we restart the population type shit.
Yeah.
But if it's just you and your bunker by yourself, that's it. When you dead, that's it. It's over.
No. For sure. You'll get your people in there, but you can't get a big group of people because the niggas start getting. We need to open the door.
I don't know, man. You ever watch, you probably didn't, but there's this anime called Promised Neverland. Mm. It's these kids inside this, like, boarding camp, school, whatever. They're, like, taking kids and, like, feeding them to aliens. It's fucked up. The kids escape. They go to, like, this bunker. It's probably, like, 20 of them. Mm. And they just, like, they figure out, like, what each job is. And everyone's, like, some people are fucking growing shit. Some people are, like, teaching the younger kids, like, school. Some people are. Mm. It's, like, you need a good amount of people so you could divvy out the work.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know,
and start the new society type of thing.
Now, I'm gonna agree with that still. But mm-hmm. if it's, like, a quick thing and it's, like, yo, world's in there right go now. To get to bunker. The bunker.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't even. I'm not even telling a lot of people about the bunker for real. I'll tell people.
How much max you feel like you'd be on?
It depends on how big the bunker is.
What is the, it's the bunker of your dreams.
Bunker of my dreams? Then it's going to be like fucking Bramley City Center underground.
Say, yo, Bourbon Chicken's over there.
Still functioning. You do Bourbon Chicken?
You want Burger King?
Who wants spaghetti?
Yeah, man, I'm going to need a Best Find there. No, yeah. Bunker of my dreams, like literally. This whole floor of this crib could be like mm-hmm. in a bunker and rooms and shit, a proper shower. Mm-hmm. I follow this TikTok where it's like billionaires are building bunkers. So I'm mm-hmm. seeing what they can do down there and I'm like,
oh, you're seeing bunker layouts?
Yeah.
It's probably bunkers on Zillow.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. But it's
an Amazon house.
That shit is weird, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah, that shit is weird.
You order a crib,
like a foldable crib?
It's like a crate. Like 25K, and it's like a crate.
But
it's like
a shipping crate. Fold out, yeah. It fold out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It folds down?
It folds out. So, like, it come in a box, and then it, like, this will come down, come up, that's another place. The front will come up.
You could stack them?
I don't think they're stackable. They're all one floor that I've seen. Mm. But it'll have, like a kitchen. It'll have a bathroom, and then you have, like, a septic tank that you can put on the outside.
Some of them are neat, man.
Yeah, some of them are neat.
I'll do that in, like somewhere I can go camping and just set like three of them up, connect them.
Mm-hmm. That ain't camping. That's moving a house there.
Oh my god!
Bringing a house to the woods.
Not just to watch the lake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, see bears and shit. Yeah. Respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that, man. I'd love to live like further out in Ontario. Like maybe
would
like,
you?
Maybe not.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, that's the thing. Like. Shit, man. Like, everybody can't stay here, bro.
Bro, we got to move on, bro.
Everybody can't stay here. This shit already jam-packed.
Bro, that's a lot of space in Ontario, man.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen, man.
Get back.
I do know people who have done it and are doing it. And, like, it's a Brampton situation, man. Y'all remember what Brampton was like when we first got here.
Grass.
You know, like, why you got to be downtown. Like, that's just what it is, you know? If you're downtown, you know why you're downtown. But if you're looking to buy a house, yeah, I'm going so far.
Yeah.
Literally, I'd want farm around me type shit. Like,
really?
You know, yeah. I'd want to like go far out, get a compound.
It's tough, man. Cause my brother does that. Like, he's not like super, like he got a neighborhood now, but it's like 30 minutes to the Walmart.
But the thing is,
To get any item,
you know what I'm saying?
That's fine, bro. You keep it all at the crib so you don't really have to leave. And then when you do have to leave, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But also, bro, like, yeah, nah. I guess there's shit around me, but my mindset has already moved so far from everyone that
I could do it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I could do it. I'm a homebody, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I could definitely do it.
Mm-hmm. Keep everything there.
Yeah.
Costco. No Uber Eats, that's fine. Save some bread.
You do.
Cook.
Sometimes you just need someone to bring something to you, bro. So look, man, I'm doing something. You mind bringing me a...
You mind giving me this combo number five?
Yeah. You ever catch a normal nigga bringing your mail to you? You seeing this outside in Orlando? I don't know if it's just Orlando thing. Bro, it's just normal people bringing you your mail.
As opposed to what?
Like a mailman.
Oh, like a FedEx.
Sometimes, you order something on Amazon, it's just a guy brings you your shit.
Oh, yes.
Bro, no badge, no uniform, no nothing. Just a nigga bringing you a box.
That happened to me once, actually, recently. Yeah.
Bro, I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Have a uniform, bro. Even if you ordered the bitch off Amazon, put it on, bro. Put it on, bro.
Where's the zonk? Bro, it'll be them in their car. They're just a normal car.
Yeah. The Toyota Camry.
Yeah. And I don't like it when it's like, I get hustling together. Yeah. I get getting it in. Mm-hmm. But I don't like it when it's like a fucking husband and wife like dropping it off. And like, I don't like the fact that another nigga's in the car just kind of watching me. So make sure, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Weird. Like Uber Eats and shit?
But yeah, I'm about to say, isn't that just like, it's the same shit as Uber, right? Like, at what point Were you like, yo, I need a taxi to pull up? Like, I need to see the yellow shit before I hop in the Uber?
Yeah. I did feel kind of weird hopping
in. And then eventually it's an Uber. So it's probably the same shit that's happening with the mail industry or like with mail and shit. It's like, okay, mail. You guys want to fucking do this, you know?
Yeah, I get it. But this,
but they put a little thing in the little light up mustache in the mm-hmm. dash. Like, I need a little badge on you.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
car, right, like, why are you approaching me, Rick?
Yeah. Nah, you, like, this nigga just dropped off my Mac charger in Levi's. And I was just like.
Yeah, when you don't work, you just a guy.
Right? You're just a nigga. Yeah, bro. Yeah. The day, bro, you know where I live now. I don't like it. If you're dedicated to it and say, yo, I'm really out here getting.
Like, you have FedEx, to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can hold
FedEx. Same with Uber Eats drivers.
Hey, some you ever see a go hard, bro?
Like, yeah.
You ever see a delivery guy wait outside until he sees how much you tipped him?
Oh
no!
Damn.
I was looking at him through the peephole. And he's just standing there.
Wow.
Just waiting. Wait. It was a good tip.
Yeah.
All right. Locked away.
Yeah.
You think he would have won any if you didn't tip?
Bro, you seen videos of niggas kicking down door or punching down that door?
I have seen, yeah, like, you live in this nice-ass house, you can't fucking tip me.
Yeah.
Nigga, shut up.
Let me ask you a real spiel question, though.
As a TikTok.
No, but, all right.
You locked in.
Oh, shit, wrong button.
All right. If you order Chinese food, right? You're ordering Chinese food, and there's about six people there. So your Chinese food is going to come up to about like 150 to 200 maybe max.
Okay, you're ordering.
Yeah,
you're ordering for everyone. If you're getting everyone good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga's delivering it. It's the same drive as if there's a party for one here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like my standard tip for Uber Eats is always like four bones, three bones. Sometimes I'm ordering for one.
This is what you get for coming to my house.
All right, bro, it's going to be the same three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, you're ordering from somewhere a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nigga was dropping off the Thai food, and I'm like, all right, I know you're looking at this bill, but it's just like, I shouldn't have to drop you 50 because that's like, that's 10% of, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm cutting you in on my order.
Like, what the fuck?
Bro, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree, but for some reason, we just live in a society that we just don't want to fucking change that rule of tipping. We just want to,
no,
like...
No, but why does it make sense?
I don't know.
But
I don't think it's the driver. This is just the driver, though.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the tipping the delivery man.
Right.
So for sure, I understand their argument if it's a nigga cooking and shit. But you can't get me by the driver. What the nigga... My house didn't move, nigga.
Yeah.
If you order a pie...
Yeah.
From one place...
Yeah.
And it's $12, and you give them an acceptable tip of what? 10, 15%?
Yeah.
And that's good. But instead, one day I ordered from the expensive pizza joint. You still bring me a box of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't do nothing different.
I feel you.
But I got to give you a little, you know what I mean?
That's how we got to go back. We got to go back to $2, $3, $5.
Like a $2 checkbox?
Like a set tip. Instead of like, oh, it's percentage of whatever you pay for. You feel me? Like, it should be like, yo, if I give you $10 for a tip, that's on top of thank you for, you know, whatever you did. Like,
I'll pay for the distance. Like, yo, this is I'm asking for a lot here.
Yeah.
Whoop. I'm not paying for that, nigga. They set their tone with the fucking delivery thing.
Brother, I'm gonna die with you, brother.
No,
I'm not in this TikTok. Leave me on this TikTok.
I'm just saying, Uber charges for the delivery fee, so they're already eating off that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not
a tip. It's just it should just be a set tip, bro. Because Happy Burger, bro. They hit me with the $6.99 delivery fee.
Yeah,
dang,
they gonna do that.
That won't make me happy.
Yeah. And then I got to...
And then the tip. And then I'm like, you're asking me to do 10% of the tip. And then there's going to be niggas in the comments. Well, then don't order Uber Eats then.
I got to eat, bro.
I got to Uber Eats, bro.
Nah, man, that's the only thing that upsets me.
I don't know. It don't make sense. And I feel like society don't want to have a conversation to, like, figure it out. We just want to leave it how it is for some reason. So we're all just... mad at each other, bro.
Trust me, I get it, bro. You guys are out here grinding. I get it, bro. But it's just, you know, that one.
Man, but let me tell you, a man like me, bro, I order Uber Eats Fuck, man, every solar eclipse, man. Nice. I don't order Uber Eats.
That's good, bro.
That's good.
So when I do order Uber Eats, I shouldn't have to tip out the wazoo like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you should. Like, I might as well just go out.
But if you got a lot of delivery drivers coming through, then maybe you're going to feel more inclined to tip.
No, that's when I come down. No.
Yeah. But also, before they even accept your meal, they can see what you tip. Oh, so really? Now you know what I'm about. I watch a lot of live streams. It says like requests, and it'll be like, Trevon,
you looking fucking at
$3 tip. You look about to eat about a little four out here. And they can accept it. So don't come to my, going back to you saying, do you watch a nigga through the people? Like, don't stand on my door where you know I was giving you four to begin with. Like, that's not changing.
You saw what she was getting.
Yeah.
So let me pose a question to any Uber drivers or any delivery drivers. Because what I think I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start keeping cash on me. And you getting a five when you deliver my shit.
That's like, fair.
You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, five, take it. Is that going to piss you off? You get a $5 and you don't get it through the app type shit? You just get a five?
No, cash or credit.
Cash is king.
What does that change?
I just feel like I'm a, because my thing is like when I see the number, I'm always like, ah, fuck, I can't tip what I want to tip because I see the number. If the five is here, that's the five, Richie.
You're doing boy man, bro.
Yeah. You playing a different game.
The five outside the phone. Yeah.
And when you're on the five, a nigga just want to grab it. You know what I'm saying?
It's easier. Hey,
fuck the middleman, bro.
Fuck the Uber shit, bro.
Hey, you listen to Nipsey, bro. 100. But nowadays, I don't even...
Hold on, wait. You go to a restaurant, you put a little thing in the... You leave a little change. They taking a change. I'm out.
Yeah.
You taking a change.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Five is five.
So maybe a 10.
Unless I got a five, so I'm trying to get rid of a five.
Maybe, 10 for
maybe
what?
Like a 10. Like, that's a tip. Like, say I order Uber Eats. Say I order Uber Eats.
Yeah.
You know, order like a little burrito or whatever. You know, it's like $15.
You're dirty for that.
I like burrito boys. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you get once Uber in a while?
I'll do burrito boys. I'll do like some Afghan shit.
I respect
that.
Afghan spot.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways. Burrito boys normally got the bottle when you're free. What I'm saying.
Wait, what? Bro, you know when you can't understand a nigga for too long? It's like, hold on. What is happening? We disconnected somewhere, bro.
You definitely said burrito got that boing boing. Bro, I don't even know what you said. I think we just keep pushing, bro. Forget it. Hey, forget it, bro. The one thing about these headphones, bro, it's too invasive when a nigga says something. Like, it's right in my ear.
And that's the thing. I feel like I don't got to yell when I'm saying it because you right here with me.
I'll give you a moment.
Nah, I was saying burrito boy got buy one, get one free. That's why I over that shit.
I ain't picked that up. All right.
But, where was I at with it? I remember what I was saying.
Burrito boy, the tip,
$10.
Yeah.
I just don't know why. Okay, you went
to 10. So it's like $15. So if you doing 15, I done paid delivery too.
Yeah,
to, I think it's like $2.99 or $1.99 for delivery.
Yeah,
my tip can be $5.
You're done.
Bro, you ain't answered the question yet. You know when a nigga done talking, but your question still stands.
I'm saying my tip can't be $5. Like, that's a crazy, that's a bad tip.
No, I feel that.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, why cash instead of?
Oh, like, just so I don't, because you know they'd be like 10%, 50%. I don't even know what 10% of like $20 would be, but I feel like it's more than five.
That was my problem.
Yeah. No?
Yeah.
No, tip.
But no, I'm saying, I don't know. I'm just saying,
what is it?
I always 15, edit
18, it. 20, right?
Yeah.
You said 10%, $2. That'd be $2.
But 15, 18, 15%? Fuck, I can't.
that's what Uber suggests, yeah. Like, it's like the 15, 18, and then 20.
Okay, that's $3. Okay, so yeah. So that's not bad. But like, when I get up there, you know, you doing like big Uber shits. Like, I feel like it's like, I'm tipping you way more than, brother, you picked up a bag.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's where y'all started at.
End of the day, that's what it comes down to, bro.
Yeah.
And for real, if you want to go there, you want to start talking about tipping, bro, if you hit me back like, hey, dog, I'm outside McDonald's about to pick this up. You want sweet and sour barbecue, anything you miss,
like,
big dog?
Like, earn it. Like, work for this shit.
Anything you miss, big dog, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I can get that for you.
I feel you. I done tipped where I felt really good about it.
That's it.
But a lot of time I don't.
That's it.
Yeah. Respect.
And last, this is the last thing I'm saying on the topic. I felt, and I don't know if you guys feel me here. When Uber Eats first dropped, mm-hmm. I felt like I was ahead of time with technology.
Really?
In a way where, like, when the nigga was dropping it off, and he's just like, hey, I'm downstairs, and I'm like, yo, well, I'm at my door. Yeah. And like, you know, the nigga come up, right. Hey, I see you right there. Yeah, it was a good feeling.
I guess
hey,
this thanks, is it.
Bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? You close the door, like, it felt good.
Damn, that was cool, bro.
Yeah, bro. Take a you come out there right now. All right, for sure. You know what I mean? Then they go.
Yeah.
Oh, then, I see you.
turn around. Yes, sir. But then it got dark. You know what I'm saying? Where mm-hmm. niggas just, it was weird niggas delivering my Uber Eats to a point I didn't want to see niggas. I'm like, bro, leave at the door now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, but, like that, yeah.
Yeah, it did get dark. Action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you get rated as someone on Uber Eats? Like, do I got a rating on Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And my shit will drop. You know what that mean? Niggas not going to deliver to me and shit?
Certain niggas, yeah,
I
don't know.
Even though I already paid?
He's notorious for bad tips and shit?
No, I tip every time on Uber, man. I'll admit the pressure gets to me every time. But that's they what makes it, me so upset.
Bro,
that's
especially
why I'm so
when
passionate about it.
Especially when they show the raining animation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like it's raining touch it?
Yeah, it was like raining on the delivery person. It's like, damn, bro, you're right.
And I'm where you're at. That shit will make me tip.
Of course.
Weather will make me tip.
And
sure.
I agree with weight too. Yeah. If I'm ordering a fucking lot,
yeah.
That's like a bigger bag or two bags. Right, you know what I mean?
That's
But if I order a sushi, that's going to run you a ticket, but it's like smaller than fucking anything else you'd order.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Like, end of the day, if it's a bigger order, it's a lot of bags, I'm going to make sure they're sorted and nice. At the end of the day, I'm a fair guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just venting here and just saying, you know?
Like, bro.
At the end of the day, bro, I'm venting here because I'm still going and ordering and dropping like $20 tips and shit.
Exactly.
So it's like, fuck you, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Yeah. And let's be real, bro. I feel like a lot of time you order Uber Eats, the food be bad. Like, it'd be cold.
Nah, bro.
It take a minute to get to you.
Yeah,
type shit.
You gotta watch the time.
There's an art to it for real.
I might need to get. I'm good. I don't Uber Eats a lot. Like, I'll get in the whip.
Yeah. Mm. Never click on the 45.
No.
Once it takes 45 minutes, it's like
too long.
Shit gotta travel good too.
Yeah.
You're not gonna send a box of fries.
That's why I say, dude, I didn't really appreciate you ordering a burrito off Uber Eats.
Why?
That travels well.
But if it's close to you, then I don't know the distance.
Yeah. No,
I don't think a burrito travel well. The foil gets it soggy.
No, it do.
For real. Mm-hmm. If you close, no, you're good.
Yeah, I'm close.
Okay.
You gotta put it in a hamster box, nigga, so you can breathe and shit.
But I personally have. Yeah. Well, dude, you ever buy a bird? Hamsters and birds in a box. Huh? Yeah. I gotta go cough a bird for real.
Yeah.
But I ain't talking about a pet.
Say that.
Just tap in with the Discord, man. Boop.
A Discordian Eagles.
Yeah, man. We locked in with Maria Von Trapp.
Slit.
Just get it.
Talk to him.
Hey, random order. It's Nia from New York. I've been a fan since 2014, so I have a lot of love for you guys over the last 10 years, and I just wish you guys more success and more prosperity in the next 10 years and what's coming up next. So my question is about battling depression. So about 2 years ago, I was unemployed and I was depressed, and, you know, to make money and to pay my bills, I was doing Instacart and DoorDash. That's when I stumbled upon your podcast. And you guys have really uplifted my spirits from that point on. You guys have made me laugh when I was feeling really low.
Nice.
And I'm really thankful for that. So my question is, what have you guys done, if you have ever battled depression or even anxiety? What are some outlets that you guys have done or chosen or followed in order to beat depression or at least to rise above it a little bit? Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. Damn. Look at that, man.
Listen, man.
I love this.
Everyone proper.
For real, bro. Look, come on.
Drivers, man.
Cut him in.
35%.
Cut him in, man. Bro, for the record, man, I treat him good.
I treat him
good. Bro, you ever leave a Birdman tip?
Your
version of a Birdman tip.
Yeah.
I'll post my orders, man. You guys will see it.
Don't play with me. Yeah. I nice my people.
I'm just angry.
Yeah. I'm just venting, literally. Yeah. But
have you guys ever been depressed?
Man, hell yeah.
Yeah. I was depressed in Toronto.
Right.
Yeah, towards the end. I started climbing up. It was like 23 by like 2018, 19. Nah, like 19.
Okay.
No, like 18, 19.
Okay.
But then I started climbing out of it mm-hmm. in different ways. And then it's almost like Corona for me was a test. Because mm-hmm. I was very, really peaceful at the time, as much as like shit was up in the air and mm-hmm. fucking just chaotic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for me, the most powerful stuff was meditation for sure. Mm-hmm. Reading certain books. Journaling.
Mm-hmm. Big one.
Honestly, yeah, from there it kind of just sprouted out into like mm-hmm. other little habits that just make you feel good. And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You just sort of just start working through your stuff, but I definitely would recommend therapy.
Yeah.
For sure. If you need, you know, people yeah. are battling with different stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some more intense. So
yeah,
I definitely say seek that out. But yeah, for real, for me, the big one, if I had to say one, it was meditation.
Meditation.
Yeah.
Nice. Were you doing like sitting down on like cross your legs type shit?
Sometimes, honestly, it became just whatever was comfortable.
Yeah, because you don't have to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. You could be laying down. Yeah. Only thing about laying down is you start to fall asleep sometimes. Sleep. But,
right, yeah, for
but
sure.
If you're just up and you just catch a good meditation, man.
Yeah.
And it was like, it felt stupid for a while. You didn't feel the purpose of it. But mm-hmm. after like you push through a certain wall, it's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
How was I not doing this?
Word. That's fire.
And it's actually like a habit you have to build because mm-hmm. it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It becomes like
always a
thing you have to do.
And that's why like, even when you do therapy, you gotta keep doing that shit. Even mm-hmm. when you happy, you gotta keep doing that
yeah.
shit. You'll slip type shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
You still meditate?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, yeah. But it's a habit I gotta get back into. And I clearly notice like when I'm like on my journaling and meditation uh-huh. and you know, just taking that time to just be peaceful.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I notice a difference in my life compared
yeah.
to when I'm not doing it.
Where?
It literally should be like hectic and stressful. I'm like, no, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that made me feel better because when I discovered it, I'm like, yo, this shit is like fucking like too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because it's actually a hard thing to do. So once I found out, mm-hmm. it just wasn't just like a, you know, you didn't have to. I think in the beginning, you have to put in that effort until it truly becomes a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact like, that really it actually takes work, I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, cool. It's like something, a price you put in, and then you get paid back for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the gym.
Re-spiel.
Yeah, the gym.
Just
yeah.
like the gym. Yeah. Who are you, Sheldon?
I can say journaling. Journaling is definitely probably the biggest, honestly. I think journaling and then just creating shit, honestly. Like making music is.
Oh, yeah. How did I leave that out?
Yeah. So, and not even just the act of creating shit, but like the act of like creating good stuff, I think boosts my spirit. Like when you really like hit it out the park with something creatively, then it helps you feel better and get out of that depressive state. So I'll say that, and then therapy as well. Like, you know,
you need an outlet, bro. You need an outlet. I was just talking to niggas, man.
That's a good one too.
Talking to niggas.
But be careful who you're talking to.
Nah, just your niggas. Just your inner circle. Mm-hmm. Basketball is huge for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Some days you know you're screaming a little more on the court, and niggas gotta know what that is, like, bro. Real sweet, bro. Scream like a lion.
Release.
But yeah, the podcast was huge. Podcast is definitely huge.
Oh
but
God.
Then it was like, because you would feel a weight of like, I'll turn the camera off and just fucking, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, just fucking turn around, like, all right, back to this shit. But
right.
Yeah, your environment, there's so much that goes into it, man. Everyone's story is going to be different because like our story kind of played out to fucking where you're moving to and shit. But then I moved to fucking like New York and I was still like, oh shit, nothing changed. It's still dark. But. Mm-hmm. Mine was probably more so just a podcast and talking and just realizing like, okay, so I'm not tripping. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that start? Mm-hmm.
Time is one of them.
Yeah.
One of them ones too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time gonna reveal. Cause sometimes you're depressed cause you feel like you can't live a certain way. Maybe you're afraid to live a certain way and then mm-hmm. you live a certain way with that time. It's like, okay, shit, yeah. That wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You up out of it, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. People's like, I don't know, people's idea of time. Jesus, people's idea of time will get them stuck in like a fuck, I'm not here, like a mental checkpoint every time of like, damn, I'm not here. Man, so how am I gonna do this at this age? And then that like
mm-hmm.
goes back and forth with you and I'm like, bro, I'm such a type of person where I'm not really thinking about, I didn't think about, bro, by the time I'm 30, this and this gotta happen. Cause right. You're gonna be let down.
You had your estimates though.
Yeah, I'm an estimate. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, well, bro, I'm surprised to hear
educated
that.
Guesses.
Yeah.
I'm damn, like, look, I said this.
Yeah, but I just don't set like expectations like that to be really let down. Like I'll set a goal knowing like, okay, and then, but my mindset is like, mm-hmm. okay, if I didn't hit it, I'm like, damn, I was close, but that goal can still be matched.
And it's
like,
going to reveal to you how much you want that goal, like how much that thing really means to you. Cause if the timeline kind of like that causes you to quit and leave it alone, then you might not loved it that much.
So you didn't want it. Mm-hmm.
Manage your expectations. That's what I was going with.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes they have their shit fucked up. I'm like, bro, that's, not even telling niggas something's not realistic, but it's just like, that's not even gonna like realistically make you happy. And you don't even know that yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to ask people why. Like, why do you want that? Like, you know what I mean? Some people really can't answer that shit. And I'm like, yo, why are you making me think hard about like, and when someone makes me think about a plan, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about a plan that
how
I'm
you
like,
drop, you know what I'm saying? Just write that.
You know what I'm saying? Think about a plan. Yo, like, you know what I mean? You don't even think through yet. So I'm just like,
yeah, but you wanted me to, like,
I was trying to get you with me before you were going there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bring it closer. I should know what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
But I shouldn't as well. My problem right now, because you didn't even say that.
I do not. I be saying that, like,
yeah.
Someone say, I say three words.
For sure.
You fuck with Shaquille O'Neal? You know what I'm saying? So, nigga be dunking, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to bring you in. But no, sometimes, man, people just say some shit that I'm like, bro, you didn't even think this through. Like, how's that even possible? Like, it's a little deeper than rap. You know, I don't have to have a specific situation, but.
Yeah, I feel you, though.
Yo, I'm going.
I feel you, for sure.
Yeah. Good question, though, man. Yeah,
appreciate that. Thank you, Maria, appreciate that,
man. Yeah,
too, bro.
Amen. Listen, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's been a wholesome episode.
Yeah.
Episode 167.
Damn.
Wow.
Dabbing on all that the usual. Damn.
Who said that?
Yeah, I said that.
All this design that got me dripping.
Slit. I woke up, I pray up, I'm hustling.
Yep. Somebody said that.
Yep.
Listen, man. Y'all know what we need from the people, man.
They know what we need.
Treat that algorithm right, man.
Yeah.
Get in there with them yamits, man. Click them buttons. Hit that bell, man.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Wholesome reviews, man.
Yeah.
We love that shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck with that, man.
Yeah. Lock in.
Hope y'all have a wholesome weekend, man.
Enjoy, man. Happy St. Patrick's Day if you're watching this on the 17th. Because you're watching it late. You never know.
Sure.
Happy
100%,
March.
100%, man.
Oh, shit. Pisces season. I always say that to serve on March
season
episodes.
Season of the fish.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey. Fish,
bro. Ah, you're right, bro.
Amen.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.